This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, I'm so proud of Taj. You know, if you were to ask me, you know, like after day eight in spring ball, you know, about Taj, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if, you know, if this, how it's going to go. I really didn't. And then Taj will tell you this. I held him after a meeting and after day eight, and we had a good conversation, and I told him what I saw. And seriously, day nine, I mean, he's been rolling since day nine, and he's gotten better every day, and he's taken the next step as far as what we work on, as far as the drills, and applying it to the skill portion of the game. And it's just like anything else. He's playing with confidence. You know what I mean? And he's believing in what we're doing in his skills. He's turning into a really good player for us, and it's reliable, and that's really good to see. He's taking advantage of his opportunities as well.
Junior, how much of what you were just saying there was skill, and how much of that conversation had to do with just kind of getting locked in after, you know, he took 2020 off?
I know. Yeah, part of that was just like, hey, I just challenged him. I saw a lot more in him, and I wanted him to be able to play with confidence. And I just thought, hey, man, just go out there and go play football. It's you've been doing this since you were a little kid. It's still a kid's game, and go out and have fun and enjoy it. And that's what ended up happening. And you could tell he's having fun out there right now. I mean, the guy's making plays, and he's getting up, and he's super excited, and he's bringing the juice every day. The cool thing is you see him doing it in practice every day. And like Coach Lake says, you know, practice execution is, you know, becomes game reality. And we see it every day in practice. So we expect him to, you know, every Saturday to do his thing.
Just to get more involved, because it seems like against Michigan especially, he got a little more involved. Just what have you seen from Giles Jackson?
I mean, obviously Giles has a really good skill set, right? I mean, he's different. He's quick. He's fast. I mean, you can get the ball in his hands and in space, and he can make some things happen with the ball in his hands. I think it's pretty cool that Giles came here and he got acclimated, and you know, the guys welcomed him, and we're so glad to have him in that room. I mean, just as a person. I mean, he's joined in, and you know, he's bought into our culture, and I think that's awesome. That's not easy to do.
Junior, with the offense having stalled for two games, I know it's all about execution. But do you make it simpler now, or do you try and do something a little more trickier, or what's the reaction when you've had two weekends that didn't go the way you wanted them to?
You know, obviously when things don't go the way you want, you go back, you get to the drawing board, you figure out where, you made your mistakes at or what we can tighten up and go from there. And then you also, I think too, is there, you know, when there is some form of struggles, there's positives that do come out of it. And I think that's, you know, on us to point out, what the positives were that come out of it and build on that. Cause you know, this game is about confidence and believing in what you're going to do and getting the job done.
You guys have struggled at times in the first half, the last four or so games.
Four? I thought we played two games this season.
Two games last season, too.
They
scored like 10 points in the last four first halves. But, I mean, do you think there's an energy thing there, or is there any common thread schematically, or is it just the way things have kind of played out?
I just think it's the way the kind of things played out. And, you know, that's what we're working on, you know, today in practice. And, you know, the first period is just about execution and starting fast.
Were you hoping to get Jalen more involved last weekend, or is that kind of how he was limited?
You know, that's how he was kind of limited, you know. Jalen is a phenomenal talent, and glad he's back in the lineup, and his energy and his, you know, him being positive and him just being Jalen, and I'm excited to see him in coming weeks.
With Jalen Polk being hurt in the first game, has he still, obviously I'm sure he's still been around the team and everything. What's his attitude been?
Awesome. Jalen Polk has been the guy that has really affected that room in a positive way. His energy he brings every day to practice. When he walks in the room, he has a good presence about him. He's very positive, and he loves to play football. I mean, that kid, he's such a competitor. You hear Coach Lake say sometimes, you know, he wants receivers that can, you know, that have a defensive mindset. Jalen Polk is that guy. Big, strong, catches the ball well, physical in the run game. I mean, he's the sky's the limit for that kid. He's seriously, it's really good to have him in the room. He's been a great addition.
How has he been able to try to stay involved the last couple of weeks?
Staying locked in. I mean, he sits in one of these seats in our meetings. He sits in the front row in our offensive meetings. He sits in the front row in the receiver meetings. He still comes in and watches his film. It's cool because he's out, but he prepares himself like he's playing every week. And that is really cool, and that's not easy to do. And I commend him on that.
All the fans are kind of blaming the problems on one guy, one of your fellow coaches, Coach Donovan. Have you felt the need to show him extra support over and above just working with him like you would normally?
I mean, of course he's going to get the blame. I mean, that's the world we live in. Someone's always got – the finger's always going to be pointed at somebody. That's just how this thing – it doesn't matter if you're the best basketball player in the world. You're still – they're going to blame you for something, right? And our jobs is – it's not just on JD. This is on us as offensive staff. We together, collectively, got to get these guys some momentum going into this game and momentum coming out of this game and have fun. Do you know what I mean? And we're going to stay positive. We're going to stick to the process. And, I think I love JD, and this isn't solely on JD. This is on us as offensive staff, and we'll figure this thing out. I'm very confident we'll figure this thing out. I am. And we're going to maintain being positive and keep our chin up and keep smiling, man. We're going to be fine.
Hey, Jackson, just what haven't you seen translate from your guys' performance in preseason camp to the first 2 weeks of the season?
Yeah, I just certainly think operation and execution, explosive plays. We were firing all cylinders in camp, but, no one sees camp. They just see what we put on Saturday. So, yeah, we just need that momentum. We need those big plays to just get everyone going, get the sideline going, and then from that propels the offense forward.
Has that surprised you that you guys seem to be executing so well and then it just hasn't been there?
Yeah, it certainly has, because I know the potential is offense. I mean, it hurts, too, just because you see it all camp and all the great players we have on our side of the ball, and for to not make it happen on Saturdays, it certainly does suck. But it's motivating, and it puts a chip on our shoulder. And I know that out of tough times like this, great things will happen, and that's how we all feel around here.
Do you think it's more teams bringing something that you guys weren't expecting, or the Huskies not being able to execute?
Yeah, I think I don't think it's really about what other teams do. I mean, we just control what we can control, and we prepare for everything that each defense will throw at us. But yeah, it goes back to execution, and then sometimes there'll be stuff that we haven't seen and new teams will pull out, but that's football. You got to just respond on the fly. So I really think it still just comes down to execution, and if we have to practice harder, prepare even harder, we'll do that. And each week after this adversity, we start finding new things about ourselves and start taking more accountability and better steps towards that direction.
Do you think it's more just about guys physically not winning their one-on-one battles, or is it understanding of assignments, or guys blocking the right guy or blocking the right zone or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, it's a combination of things. I mean, it's football. Perfect things don't happen, but for example, we had a couple penalties that hurt us on offense. We had missed assignments too, and that that's not good. We're cutting guys loose, leaving guys free, but that's going to happen. But to counter those things, you also have those big plays, and then once those big plays happen and you're putting points up on the board, people forget about those mistakes. But if those mistakes keep creeping in, then you can't really get anything going comboed with not executing well.
How would you grade yourself in these first two games?
I'm a tough grader on myself. I certainly don't think I'm playing to the standard of how I hold myself. So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't it's not like, you know, I'm doing my job out there, but I think I can bring it to a next level. And I'm, you know, it's tough, but like I said, it's just making me work harder. And, you know, I'm starting to pick up more habits that I haven't done and do things. And it's, you know, if I just keep preparing the way I have, I believe great things will happen. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's just tough all around the board when I don't think the O-line's playing to the standard either that we talked about. But like I said, it's a combination of the offense, execution, bad plays. But, you know, I know the way we keep holding ourselves in our room and, you know, talking about things and preparing, I do think great things are ahead for the group.
You mentioned picking up new habits. Is that something that's on the field or in terms of preparation?
In terms of preparation, whether, you know, and after each loss that we've had, I'm going into each week trying out new things, putting in more hours than I have. I already do put in extra work, but I'm just going to keep going the next step. If that means I have to live in this facility and watch film this whole time or keep getting extra work out there on the field that I've practiced done, I'll do it. I'm just trying to do whatever I can to elevate the offensive line play and my play too.
Coach Lake has said that, you know, there need to be changes to your guys' offensive approach. Does this week feel any different? I mean, just in terms of what you guys are putting in and what you guys are emphasizing strategy-wise?
Yeah, I mean, we like to prepare every week the same and, you know, how we have been with opponents. But, you know, we're just taking it each step and, like, each play because, you know, it's not like we're going to totally flip the offense 180 and do something new. We just need to, like I said before, execute and do the stuff that we have been doing that we have proved that we've done before, just like last year and this whole camp. So, you know, it just comes down to those details, not making bad plays. And I think if we can limit the mistakes on offense, guys cutting guys loose or missed assignments, I think great things are in store for the team.
You guys have struggled offensively early on in games, going back to the end of last year. Do you think there's a reason? Can you explain why it's been hard to kind of get going at times?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, it's tough starting out a game 3 and out, you know, first quarter a couple times. That I really think you need those big plays to happen early, and I think it launches. I think momentum in college football is everything. That's how I see it. When a team starts putting points up, it usually keeps heading their way and keeps then translates over to the defense, not just on the offensive side. So, yeah, I think momentum's the name of the game. So I think we need to strike people early and get after people early and put points up, and then you'll see the landscape of the game change.
This past weekend, there was a few penalties on the first couple of drives. I mean, did that derail your plan significantly to score first?
Yeah, I mean, penalties are drive killers. That's what we say. If you look at any game you watch, you see a team driving down the field and the guy gets a holding or a guy gets a false start. It's kind of that wrinkle in momentum, but you also just got to respond to that too. Football, it's, you know, it teaches you a lot, and the biggest thing is after a bad play, you just can't even think about it. It's like, okay, next play, we're done. I buried that play. Let's focus on this new one. So that's also what you got to think about. But, yeah, penalties are drive killers, and the more we can limit those, the better off we'll be.
The style you guys play, do you think that penalties could maybe hurt you more than other teams?
No, I think it's all the same. I mean, no team likes to get penalties, so that's, you know, that's our, we don't go out there trying to get a penalty each play, so – yeah, like I said, if we just limit those, that'll help. That's one place to start, too.
Jack's even asked about Julius Bielo before, but now after the first couple starts of his career, and obviously you guys aren't happy with how the first couple games went, you know, I just wonder your mentorship of him and that relationship and how he's taken the last couple games.
Yeah, I'm really excited for Julius. You know, he earned the left guard job in camp and coming out in these first two games, and I really like his mentality too. He's, you know, he wasn't fazed by anything playing in that such a big stage Saturday night. I mean, none of us were, but, you know, for a guy like that, his first time traveling, I really think he handled that road game well, and I think he's only going to get better from here. I mean, there will be growing pains just like there is for any freshman starter, but I think big things are in store for him. And yeah, with my background of playing guard, I believe I can help him out wherever fit. So, you know, I do that whenever, after each play, we're talking back and forth, trying to scheme up each situation, and, you know, it's great stuff with us working together.
You mentioned, you know, putting in the extra time and doing whatever is necessary. Obviously, we know how much you care about this program going back, you know, your entire life. When you guys are struggling like this and losing games like this, I mean, how much pride do you have in the program and personal pride in wanting to, you know, put out a better product?
Yeah, I certainly take, you know, obviously, like I've said many times before, a lot of pride in the program with my background and everything, and just, you know, how much I love each and every individual on this team, and I just really want to do it for them at the end of the day. And, you know, the part of this adversity that we're taking right now excites me because it's where you find out who the real people are, and the best players will step up. So, you know, Coach Lake told us who wants to get in like the back alley with me, and you know, all of us are down to fight and keep crawling and get after people. We're not, no matter the adversity that's thrown at us, we believe we can respond.
Jackson, kind of building off that, where would you say the team's confidence level is right now?
You know, I mean, it's tough after the first. I mean, obviously we didn't plan off starting the season off like this, so you know that hurt for sure. And after week one, you know, we were crushed, and then trying to get after it and worked even harder to get after our opponent week two, and that didn't work. So yeah, I mean, it's taking a toll a little bit, but that doesn't mean anything. After Sunday, we digest the film after a loss, and we come in here still with that chip on our shoulder, and we're still confident in the players that we are. The confidence is high just because we've proved it many times before. We just got to go out and execute. So certainly the confidence does take a question here or there, but then you snap out of it and just remember, you just go back to your fundamentals and technique and just understand that whoever you go out against, it's just another player. They've done the same thing you have, and you've prepared even better than them. So the confidence is really in your preparation leading up to the week, and we feel confident in that.
So does the offense basically stay the same after a couple of rough outings like this? I know you can't give us all the insight to what you might do to Arkansas State, but I'm wondering, does it basically stay the same and you just have to get after it, what you're supposed to do, instead of change it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we can change the whole playbook in 1 week. We've grooved all this stuff in this whole however many months leading up to this season. So, but I mean, if you watch the tape, it's just we're not executing the way we should be. So that's really the main issue. The big plays are there. The holes are there in the run game. The missed assignments are there that need to be cleaned up. It's just one or two things each play that are just killing us. And that's, you know, if we get those things right, then we have a big explosive play coming out of it. So it's just understanding that if we needed to get that one extra guy coming off the edge, or maybe go to that man-to-man matchup on the outside, if, you know, receivers one-on-one, or we got the tight end sneaking out with the linebacker stepping up, we just need to take advantage of what's thrown at us. And like I said, it's just execution.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.